Again, let me urge you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Above everything else in your life, my friend, study. You study. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you. You study to show yourself approved unto God. Do you think you're going to be able to stand before the pearly gates and complain or make excuses that somebody else misled you? No, you're responsible. You are to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless you. Be a blessing. Let's press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, every single one of us, by faith. Can we do that? His grace will be sufficient for us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart.
I'm still here. Are you still there?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of a Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who's been selling gold and silver for, about 30 years, isn't it, Ron?
Right at 35, Dr. Stan.
35 years, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today because you're seeing the price of gold and silver dropping. Of course, everything is being manipulated. Certainly, they have the ability to manipulate the markets, at least for the time being. The central banks, all privately owned financial corporations, work in concert with the people who control the major banking system, who control most of the major corporations, and they manipulate our reality in every way. But right now, of course, they're having problems because the economy of the world is beginning to slow down. Now, they could reverse this at any time. If the banks just started lending again readily, if suddenly the major corporations started investing, they're holding massive amounts of money. But what are they doing? They get hold of it. What do? They buy their stock back, but they're not investing it because this almost seems like there's an organized effort to create a recession at this time. I think everything is on a timetable. They just haven't consulted me with about it. But certainly as we look at the world is moving into recession. And certainly this is a major problem with China, one of the largest financial institutions of the world, the second largest economy. And China really is having very, very real problems. She's overspent. She's built all sorts of cities. She's built all sorts of factories. She's invested phenomenal amounts of money and accumulated all sorts of natural resources. And now the exports are down. Other countries are not buying as much from China as they have in the past. China's holding an awful lot of dollars and other reserve currencies. But, of course, they're having difficulty unloading them. They want to get out of the dollar. I think that they feel the dollar is going to crash one of these days. And they don't want to be left holding a lot of them. But I believe the whole world is on the brink of further recession and contraction. The economies of the world are all in trouble. Ron, let's get your thoughts on this. Do you agree, disagree? And if you disagree, let me know.
Well, you covered a lot of ground. I agree with part of it, and I disagree with part of it. I believe that China, in fact, I've been saying this for 10 or 15 years, that China's had a strategy for years that they're basically saying to the U.S. and the West, listen, as long as you will send your plants, equipment, technology overseas, take advantage of our cheap labor, we will, and then buy back everything that we manufacture to build our infrastructure, we will pat you on the back. We're your buddies. We're your friends. But there's a time coming in the future, and I think we're getting close to that, and I think that's what you're alluding to, is that the Chinese are ready to pull the plug on these Western bankers because we're massively, massively in debt. Dr. Sen, let me start with my little five-minute spiel on them. Give us an overview of what I think is really going on, then we can add to it. Is that okay?
We go right ahead.
Okay. As I've been saying for 3-4 years, I believe there are two, I'll just call them concepts, that are ruling the world markets today. The first is the scriptures and common sense simply tell us that the borrower becomes the slave to the lender. And, of course, we all know the revised golden rule, which says he who owns the gold makes the rule. So if you look at the world today, what do you have? Western civilization, especially Europe and the U.S., so hopelessly, hopelessly in debt. There really is no solution to the problem. In fact, I would argue for the last 30, 40 years, all they've really done is try to put off the day of reckoning and kick the can down the road. But in order to do that, they have to run the printing press to bail out not Main Street and the citizens of the U.S., but their banker buddies.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in a few moments here with Ron Brown.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Controlled economy. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ron was simply telling us about his view of what's going on. So, Ron, you picked the story up, the five-minute dissertation on what's really going on in the world today.
Okay. Western civilization is hopelessly in debt, so the only way they can keep the system from collapsing is they have to run the printing press to bail out mostly their banker buddies. And Wall Street. But as you run the print press faster and faster and faster, then you start to threaten the credibility of your currency and therefore the status of the world's reserve currency of the world. So to keep the hold the house of cards together, they have to suppress and manipulate the price of gold and silver internationally because, remember, gold and silver are the barometer of confidence in this Ponzi scheme we call the fiat money system. So, and here's the key, and I hope everyone grasps this, because when you hear that the gold is dropping and they're beating it down, that's the paper price. And see, as long as we get the price of gold and silver off these commodity exchanges in New York and London, where you're not really trading gold and silver per se, you're trading paper contracts for gold and silver. And as a rule, you're trading them on high leverage, 10-to-1 leverage. And in the futures market, for every contract of open interest, there has to be one side that's buying it, betting it's going to go up, and the other side selling it, betting it's going to go down. So what we have is speculators and hedge funds on the long side, historically, betting gold will go up, and they're going up against these international bankers who have unlimited funds to play the game. So when you look back at the crashes they've done on a daily basis, going back 2 or 3 months, you find there are days that these bankers literally sold more paper gold in the market than the world produces in a year. So as long as that's where you get the price of gold and silver, they can manipulate that price of gold till the cows come home. And I've been in this market for 35 years, and I've been watching them doing it time after time. But they do have an Achilles heel, and Dr. Stan alluded to it. China and these Eastern Bloc nations are sitting there in the catbird seat, and every time these Western bankers manipulate the price to drive it down artificially, the kings of the East get this big old Cheshire Cat grin on their face, and they say, gosh, we appreciate the discount. Why don't you just ship us some more of the real stuff? So China and these Eastern Bloc nations are accumulating gold hand over fist. It's being documented by all the analysts. And Jim Welly, my favorite, says last year China's imports were somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 tons of gold. To put that in perspective, that represents 2 to maybe 3 times world production. So I think it's pretty obvious from that analysis that you can draw, at least ask 3 questions. How long can one nation continue, or one group of nations continue, to import that much gold? And it obviously can't happen for very long. But the more important question is, are the Chinese and the Eastern Bloc nations preparing for the end game? Because it's no longer 1 step forward, 1 step back. They're going to the jugular. They're getting as much as they can, as fast as they can. But the third question, this will open up a whole bucket of worms, is you've got to ask the question, where in the heck are these Western bankers coming up with that much gold to deliver to the kings of the East? And for anyone that goes on the internet, there's a very interesting article on King World News. I just read it a few minutes ago. It's a 2-part series by William Kay. He explains how the bankers have basically leased out, and now they're going to give it legal status by saying it was rehypothecated. In other words, they leased out the gold from the U.S. and from Germany. Remember, Germany tried to get their gold back a few months ago, and they said, well, we'll try to give you 20% of your gold, but it'll take us 7 years to do that. So what they really said, the gold isn't there. So I'll just kind of pause there, Dr. Stan. We can build on that.
All right, fine. No, we don't seem to have a very good connection. I'm going to ask if you'll hang up. I'm going to ask my producer to call you right back, see if we can get a better line. Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay, fine. I'll ask certainly Daniel just to go ahead and call Ron back again, see if we get a better line. But certainly we are having real financial problems. Certainly it's tried time and time again to have certainly a fiat money system. They tried to create a money system in ancient Greece. You know, certainly 200 or 300 years before Christ was born, it didn't work. They tried the same thing in ancient Rome, and eventually the western part of Rome, the Rome part, remember there was 2 parts of the Roman Empire. One was centered in Rome, the other in Constantinople. And the western part went on to a fiat money system and collapsed in 476. The eastern part in Constantinople maintained a gold-backed system, and they lasted an additional 1,000 years. They didn't start going down until the 1400s, but we never tell people that. And basically, the current fiat money system is beginning to fall apart. Basically, the Federal Reserve System today is producing 85 billion ounces of paper dollars every month, $85 billion. And part of that goes in to buy mortgage bonds. Part of that goes in to buy treasury bills. But they're putting $85 billion a month, almost $1 trillion a month of paper money, imaginary money, facetious fiat money into the system every month to keep it from collapsing. In fact, a couple of weeks ago when they talked about cutting back on that, you saw almost a 1,000-point drop in the stock market, basically because everybody knows that if they stop pouring all that money without any value into the economy, the whole economy will collapse. Now, the only reason we don't have runaway inflation now is because the banks, which are all controlled, remember 69% of the banks in the United States are controlled by 12 major banks. There are another 5,500 that control 31% of the bank deposits, but 12 banks, all which tie into directly or indirectly what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, basically, they control 69% of the bank deposits in the United States and make mockery out of a free economic system. We have a massive monopoly made up of people whose loyalty is not to America, but to bringing about a one world government, which is why we have our troops stationed all throughout the world, why we have our troops stationed in Germany. Well over 60 years after the Second World War ended, the same thing is true. We have certainly over 35,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan, over 25,000 troops permanently stationed in South Korea. We control those countries, ladies and gentlemen. They are simply the subsidiaries, and certainly Japan's the third largest economy in the world. Certainly Germany is probably the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world. And the American troops are there making sure those countries do exactly what they're told to do. Oh, they have their elections every year or two or 4 years, but it's all show. America runs those countries just as sure as God made little green apples. But basically, this system will not go on indefinitely because there are certain laws of economics. They have always worked in the past. They worked in ancient Greece. They worked in ancient Rome. And they one day are going to be working here in America with disastrous results as they did in Rome in 476 AD. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, add to what you're just saying. I think we can go back to about a year and a half ago. Remember, Dr. Stan, when the U.S. declared draconian sanctions on Iran? And one of the things we did was to exclude them from what's called the SWIFT system. And that's the banking system where all international trade is funneled through because the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. So to take them out of that system would be like taking your credit card or your checking account away. It's going to be hard to function. But what happened is immediately India and China came to the rescue and they said, Iran, we will buy your oil, but we will circumvent that U.S. control system and we'll pay for our oil with gold. When they did that, then the U.S., that was like a slap in the face of these U.S. controllers, right? So they then threatened Iran and China, and that's when I think was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. That's when they called a major summit of the BRICS countries, which I think most people know is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they met for a week or two, and they came out, and they didn't make any major announcements, but you could see what they came up with. They started to develop bilateral trade agreements with each other to circumvent and bypass the dollar. And according to Jim Willey, up to 40% of all world trade is already bypassing the dollar. So they just recently gave a legal title to it. They called it the Euro-Asia Trade Zone, which I understand totally excludes the U.S. and Great Britain from participating. In addition, they created something called the BRICS Development Fund, which is ultimately going to be that basket of currencies headed up by the Chinese yuan, as you mentioned earlier, that will become the reserve currency to compete and ultimately replace the dollar as reserve currency. Now think about it. All these countries that have come into that system and they're no longer needing their dollars to trade, they now no longer need to be holding their reserves and dollar instruments. So what's happening, these countries are dumping those dollars back into the market, those treasury bonds, and they're really sending a message loud and clear to the U.S. Either you buy back this paper or your currency will collapse. So that, to me, explains partly why this $85 billion that Bernanke and the Fed are printing every month, because if someone doesn't step up to the plate to buy those bonds, as we've discussed many times, Dr. Stan, the bond market will collapse. And, of course, the bond market is the foundation of this whole financial system.
Well, of course, the big question is, do they actually print the money or they just simply create it on a paper entry? And I suspect a lot of this is paper entry. I believe that basically so much of what's going on today is it's all certainly apparent. But it's nothing really behind it. There's nothing behind our currency. And basically, there's certainly nothing behind any of the currencies in the world. The central banks are supposedly holding gold reserves, but most of them have not. They've been transferred into the private hands of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown. And ladies and gentlemen, the world is, I believe, on the brink of a financial collapse, and we're moving into difficult times. You need to be prepared.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thought Ron will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ron Brown. Our telephone number is 1-800-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Ron, you have a question. But basically, Ron is saying that he works for a large dealer, one of the largest in the country. And if you want to order silver, why, of course, you can't get the silver eagles, you can't get Canadian maple leaves, you can't get certainly 100-ounce bars of silver. Silver is very hard to come by. The only thing that you can get is Austrian dollars or Austrian silver coins and maybe one other country. But other than that, you can't get silver if you sell call and order it. The only thing you get is those European coins, freshly minted. Now, what about certainly gold? Is gold coins, $20 gold coins, are gold coins available?
Yeah, they're readily available. It's a little spotty. You know, I can't get all the different types of coins, you know, the maple leaf, the eagle, the Krugerrand, the different coins. Sometimes they're back ordered 2 or 3 weeks or so. But I don't have nearly the backlog or the shortage in gold as we do in silver.
Well, now, basically, Sydney, are people selling their gold? Where are they getting the new supplies? Are people actually hurting? And they're actually then going ahead and selling gold coins into this appalling market?
Dr. Stan, I've been in this business for 35 years, and I can honestly say over the last 2 to 3 months, I have not had one customer call to sell gold and discuss, because they're fed up with the market and they think it's going to go down. The only sellers that I typically have are people, I have a lot of older clients who put gold, their pension, their retirement money into gold and silver. And every 6 months or so, they'll have to sell off a few coins just to fund their retirement. But as far as people panicking to get out of the market, no, none of that is happening. And I haven't talked to any dealer around the country that is having the same. So the demand for physical gold is accelerating dramatically. All you have to do is look at the demand for silver eagles. It's up 25-30% over the year, and you can't even buy it. So, in other words, the men cannot keep up with the demand. So all we're seeing is smoke and mirrors by desperate banking system and government cabal who are holding the price of gold and silver down so the confidence in their paper system doesn't implode overnight. And we're getting so close to a major, major crisis because, as you mentioned earlier, the bond market is now taking a hit. So, you can't fool Mother Nature forever. And as you mentioned, all fiat money systems are nothing more than a gigantic Ponzi scheme that ultimately will collapse because it's nothing but a confidence game.
And so basically all we can do is watch and wait and see. I do believe that there's a timetable. I do believe that this whole thing is carefully orchestrated by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But we're certainly not going to know what it is. They're not going to tell us. But they know they're watching very carefully. They are very, very smart people. And basically, of course, what they do want to do, I think, down the line is to destroy the economy of this nation and force our people to be willing to go into this one world financial system. And of course, this will be a system where most of the people who have their money tied up, certainly in things like bonds, in fixed assets, in pension funds, or in annuities, or in bank deposits, they're going to lose everything that they have. And of course, certainly the people have physical gold may be able to survive, but we're moving into difficult times. And I don't think that basically the one rule you must remember is diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't put all your money into one site. Well, right now we've got Doug calling us from Spokane. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I am not a financial advisor, and neither is Ron, but I simply interested in what's happening to the monetary system, which is under the control of a very small group of what I believe are evil and wicked people. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. It's not that certainly the president picks the man who's going to be the head of the bank. It's more like the head of the bank picks the president. And believe me, Barack Obama does exactly what he is told to do. When Barack Obama became president, he picked certainly 11 of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission to be his key advisors and his national security advisor. Always comes from this little clique. And remember, of those 87 members of the North American chapter, and you can localize them, you can get them identified at their website, trilateral.org. But there are 87 members. The National Security Advisor always comes from that group. Now, of course, when you go to work for government, you have to give up your position. But General James Jones, Thomas Donilon, and now Susan Rice all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. The chief advisor to the president, the man, people, men and women who tell him what to do, come from this little group who work hand in glove with the financiers and the capitalists of the world.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
A moment here. We'll be back in just
sure,
a moment.
Sure. No problem.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we have with us Ron Brown this evening. We have Jim calling from Michigan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Before we go on, Ron, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out, or certainly how people get in touch with you, and certainly what the advantage would be of getting in touch with you. And then we'll get to Jim from Michigan, get his thoughts. And if you're out across America and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 here in the Central Coast of California. Ron, let's get your vital statistics out, and then we'll get back to Jim. Go ahead.
Okay, that's 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
Okay, fine. And so to go right ahead, Jim, what was your point?
Yes, yes. Your guest name is Ron. Is that
Ron, Ron Brown, right.
Ron.
Okay, Ron, he's been an old friend. He's been a speaker. You can get the talk he gave for us maybe 6 or 8 years ago. And basically, I always enjoy having him with us. Go right ahead.
Right. And I don't like to speak off of my topic. I'm not an economist. I do try my best to think in commonsensical terms, and it's definitely good to diversify, and I like the idea of owning some tangible gold. Like I was just saying, throughout America, inflation has survived because of the fact, in large part, because of other countries' expectations, our own expectations, and you have a lot of people selling tangible gold. And I guess the best way to phrase my question, because I don't know if there's a better way, would be this. If everybody listening, let's just say everybody listening right now, or everybody in America right now, bought tangible gold, wouldn't that create a real crisis in America? Because wouldn't that show a sign of desperation, a sign of,
it would suggest that the average,
our dollar into the gold,
okay,
you know, if everybody were to do that, which of course is just a hypothetical.
Okay, Jim, basically what it would show is that people no longer had confidence in the dollar, but it's not going to happen because they control the media, and basically probably there's not more than maybe 2 or at the most 3% of the people who are investing in gold and silver. Ron, what percent of the people do you think are really investing in gold and silver? And what would happen, Jim's theoretical question, what would happen if suddenly everybody was to suddenly start buying gold and silver? What would happen to the price? What would that do to our economy?
Well, in the first place, this whole system that was created back in 1913 is nothing but a gigantic confidence game and a Ponzi scheme. Now, the way I like to explain it, if your son got out of college and you gave him $1 million credit card, he could go out and be the king of the mountain and be the jolly good fellow for a pretty good time. But every time he spent more money, he's building up more debt, which he has to pay interest on. And eventually the system collapses. Well, when we see our nation went on a gold standard in 1791 because the previous paper money, the continental dollar, collapsed in a matter of 2 years. We went under a gold standard basically saying no dollar can be created without the proper amount of gold to back it. And from 1791 till 1913, the dollar maintained practically 100% of its purchasing power, and we had the biggest growth in the history of the world. It's in 1913 when the bankers stole the system and created this Federal Reserve System, which is a private international bank of international bankers. And they have corrupted the system. So, yes, that system will collapse whether people go out and buy gold or silver or not, because the rest of the world is now losing confidence in the paper dollar, and they are dumping their bonds, and the system is in the process of collapsing. So I hear what he's saying. If everyone went out to buy gold and silver today, yeah, the whole system would collapse. But until we collapse that corrupt system, our nation's not going to get back to the truth and prosperity that our Constitution gave us.
But right now, Chris, the thing is that people who have been playing this system using paper dollars and paying them back so to within the dollars progressively less, some people have made fantastic fortunes because they understand how to play the system. And the people who get their hands on the paper dollars first do fine. The people who end up holding the paper dollars when the whole thing collapses, they lose out. And the tragedy is so many of our people invested in pension funds, in annuities, in bonds, in stocks, suddenly or even just holding the dollars themselves in safety deposit boxes. When the whole thing falls apart, these people will be impoverished, and suddenly this wonderful American dream that they thought was going to guarantee them security in their old age, they simply will not exist. It is because we've turned our back on the system that our founding fathers gave us, a system based upon gold and silver. The current system is illegal and constitutional, but nobody has the courage to say it. What any other thoughts, Jim?
Yes. Well, I appreciate that response. That the main concern was, selling gold, the tangible product, if you will. It's kind of what it is, in a sense. Going overboard, and that's why I threw out the hypothetical. If everybody did it, what would happen? And it's a good hypothetical question.
Let me give you another example, Jim.
Sure. Yeah.
When you created this Federal Reserve System, you gave this elite group, this small group that meet in secrecy, and they make decisions that affect the interest rates, the money in circulation. In other words, by their monetary policy, they can create boom and bust at will, right?
Yeah.
And if you know when you're going to create the boom and when you know you're going to create the bust, you can make fortunes. And what we've been witnessing for the last 100 years is this elite group of people are consolidating power as they create boom, bust, boom, bust, boom, bust. And the average citizen out there doesn't know how the game is played. So now they're being fleeced. And that's why our economy is in the dumps. That's why jobs are being lost. And that's why the whole system is on the verge of collapse. You've got to lodge these corrupt bankers that control the system that are destroying our country.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just gonna suggest one great movie that I did watch that I think every American should see is called Inside Job, or it's either called An Inside Job or Inside Job, and it's a documentary, and it's just fantastically laid out on the entire what happened within the last 10 years. And I think it's fantastic. And, okay. Well, I appreciate your time and letting me talk and your answer there. And,
well, let me just say one thing. There are three rules to investing, Jim. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Okay.
And I don't want to see America do that too much with gold. And I guess that was my point. But
Fine. Well,
so
God bless you.
I threw out that hypothetical. Oh, okay.
Thanks so much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if everybody theoretically were to go out and buy gold, there wouldn't be enough gold. The price would go through the roof. That is not going to happen. As long as the people who control the monetary system, control the media and the educational system, and the reality of the American people, most people will simply drift along, waiting for things to get better without understanding that they're not going to get better, not until we return to our constitutional system of sound money. Thomas Jefferson, go back and read what Thomas Jefferson said about sound money. Certainly read what our founding fathers said about the importance of having money that was backed by gold and silver. Our founding fathers knew what had happened in ancient Greece. They knew what had happened in ancient Rome. They knew what had happened in France, certainly during the early part of the 1700s, 1703, 1705, somewhere there. And basically, it's the same story over and over and over again. When nations certainly turn their back on the having an anchor to the currency and simply print money to bring prosperity. And you can bring prosperity. We've had wonderful prosperity in America. Look around and look at all the wonderful things that we've been able to buy and to build all on borrowed money. But the day of reckoning is coming very, very soon. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Right now we have Bruce calling from Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
I don't think I've ever heard from Ron before. His opinion on gold bullion versus gold coins. Now, is it easier to confiscate gold bullion than gold coins?
Well, there's a confusion there. Bullion is, see, there's bullion coins. Most people think of bullion is a 100-ounce bar or something like that. Actually, there are bullion coins. The Krugerrand, the Maple Leaf, the U.S. Eagle are all bullion coins. So when you talk about bullion versus numismatic, numismatic is collector-type coins. It's the old $20 gold pieces or rare coins.
Yeah.
That's the distinction between numismatic and bullion. You have lots of bullion coins.
Is it easier to confiscate? I've got some of those ounces back in the Clinton administration. Each time I'd get a tax return, I'd go buy, you know, it was like $300 at the time. I'd go buy, I got Krugerrands, maple leaves, pandas, you know, and like that. But they were all, like you say, bullion ounces. Is it dangerous? Can they be confiscated? Should I change those for the old numismatic coin?
Well, that's the spiel a lot of the collector dealers would give you. I would just simply say, if they decide to confiscate the gold, it'll be a piece of legislation they pass in the future. So to say what they did in 1933 would apply to today doesn't make any sense. Secondly, a lot of these numismatic dealers are hyping collector coins because, see, when you get into the collector coin industry, most people lose all reference to what is true value because you're not paying for the intrinsic value of the gold. You're paying for the collector value of the coin, and you get into all sorts of grays, and it's just way over the head for the average person. Plus, if they decide to confiscate gold, they'll confiscate whatever they please. So, the main thing is that if we sit back as a nation and allow, I'll call them tyrants, to take our Constitution as they're doing, then there's nothing we'll be able to do to protect ourselves from it.
And Bruce, you must understand, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
I've got the video.
Okay, fine. Well, then you know basically the story. And basically there's a small group of evil people who run our government. They control the army. They control the banks. They control the major corporations. They control the leaders of both political parties. Incidentally, I'm going to talk about running Perry for governor of Texas for president here in 2016. He's been to the Bilderberger meetings, as have almost all of the people who are tied into what's going on. But basically they all tie into this little club, and when they get into office, they do exactly what they're told. These people control the educational system. They have their people planted in our churches, and they control the media and the tax-exempt foundations. Basically, these people control the government. There's probably not more than 6,000 of them, but they work together in concert, and of course, this is a satanic movement. And of course, we're told, you know, in the Bible about this nation called Ancient Babylon or Mystery Babylon. I think
sure
that America
like
is Mystery Babylon. And
yeah,
I think that we're moving towards terrible times. Go ahead, Bruce.
It looks like it more and more. I used to think maybe we were the northern tribes, you know, of Israel, the British Israelite kind of theory. I think it's more like, you know, it's not like Sodom completely. You know, Sodom would be the east and west coast. But the entire country, I think it's the land that the rivers divided, you know, just like Mesopotamia, that river is the Mississippi, and it mounts up to heaven. There's just so many verses in Jeremiah, and I think it were Babylon. I think it were Babylon the Great.
Well, I think that what we need to do is at least the people who understand what's going on, we have to try to have a personal relationship with our Lord, realize that we're never going to get through this on our own. Yes, we should make all the preparations we talk about, but in the final analysis, the only thing that's going to see us through is our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anything else you want us to say before we let you go?
I know you were talking about the high machinations of what's going on. I heard an earlier radio program today, an expert was saying that he thought the demand for gold from Fort Knox created all this, you know, the drop in the price of gold, because the government is buying it up so they don't go too farther into debt, so they can pay off Germany and these other places. I wondered, has Ron seen any evidence that either the government or government agents are buying up a whole bunch of gold now that the price has gone down?
Well, let's go back to the 60s and the 70s. The government started to lease out and sell the gold. See, they haven't even audited the gold in Fort Knox for, 50, 60 years? I would say if the gold was really there, that they'd say, come on in, let me show it to you. I'm sitting here looking at the title of the article is All the Gold in Fort What's-Its-Name. See, Fort Knox is supposed to have 147 million ounces of gold. West Point is supposed to have 54 million ounces. Denver is supposed to have 44 million ounces. The Federal Reserve of New York is supposed to have 13 million ounces. So it all totals up to about 261 million ounces. But we're now finding out that the gold in Fort Knox is not there. Germany just found out that the gold that they were storing with us, it's obviously not there because they tried to get it back. And we said, we'll give you 20% over the next 7 years. So what we're finding is that in order to hold the price of gold down and hold this monetary system together, going back 20, 30, 40 years, the gold that's supposedly stored has been sold into the market to hold the price down. Now what's happening is the kings of the East, China, and the Eastern Bloc nations have been accumulating all that gold. And what's the old saying? He who owns the gold makes the rules. So I'm afraid by the time most Americans wake up to the fact that they better get out of their paper and into something tangible and silver, including gold and silver and food storage and so forth, the gold and silver is going to be gone. It's going to be too late. So,
Bruce, we're moving into very, very difficult times. If you can help us by getting people to listen to our programs, copy that video of Brotherhood of Darkness, get people to watch it. And certainly lots of good people are out there trying to get the word out. Alex is doing a great job. Joyce is doing a great job. Pastor Butch Paw is doing a great job. Noah Hutchings, a lot of great programs out there, but you got to know who you can trust because there are a lot of phonies out there as well, as you know.
The wheat and the tares are growing at the same time, right next to each other.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Good night and God bless. Okay, Ron, we've got a couple of minutes. So what's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Oh, Dr. Stanley, there's so much. The way I've been fighting this battle, not as long as you, but since mid-70s, and the more you fight it and you realize what we're up against, you realize that we're not going to solve this problem internally. The establishment, as you talked about, control the news media. They control the education system. There's not 5% of American people that really see that there's a real problem yet.
Ron, before we go on, let's get your telephone number out one more time. Get your number out right now while people are listening.
1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
Well, our guest has been Ron Brown, and Ron does work with Radio Liberty. We appreciate him and his support. But he's an honest man, and I can't say that about a lot of people. We'll be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
It's certainly always a pleasure. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy our conversations with Ron. He's with us every month, and certainly he does help Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that, and we always enjoy him. Certainly many times during the month, I'll call Ron just to chat with him and get his thoughts about what's going on, and he'll do the same thing with me, and I consider him a friend. If you haven't seen the DVD he made for us on the bond market, well, you can call us at 800-544-8927 and get that talk by Ron. Outstanding, because you need to understand the relationship between bonds and certainly the entire economy, and he does a good job of covering that. And then, of course, we have a great deal of information going into the background of the financial system, the banking system. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly look at the various DVDs. We have tape sets. We have tape sets on all sorts of things on the financial system. We have books. If you haven't read Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you need to get it. We have a four-tape set, certainly, on banking. And basically, you must understand that the banks are owned by a small little clique. And there's 12 banks that own 69% of all the financial assets in America, and the other 5,500 banks control the other 31%. Did it ever stop to make you stop and realize that a small group of people really controls the wealth of our nation? And that was never the way it was supposed to be, but the reason it's happened is because we turned our back on the monetary system that our founding fathers gave us and allowed a small group of wicked and evil people to take control of our nation. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest you get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, of course, you can get the DVD if you prefer, or you can get the tape. It's all recorded. You can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the CD or with the DVD, and certainly book itself. They call it, you get the book, the DVD, and the CD, so you can listen to it several times. You need to understand how this all fits together, but even more important, the spiritual force that is behind this whole movement. What is the ultimate goal? A one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. They want to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments in celebration of Easter and celebration of Christmas and celebration of morality out of our schools and replaced it with what we have today. And if you think your children are getting a decent education, why, of course, you're sadly mistaken. In fact, they're intentionally dumbing them down so they will be good subjects in this coming one world totalitarian state, which is being financed and created today. Now, if you haven't been to our website, it's radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs free. You can listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day live, and certainly you can listen 24 hours a day to the archive programs. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll certainly learn a lot, and we have a lot of interesting guests. So we hope that you'll go to Radioliberty.com. You can certainly read my treatise on the population control agenda. You can certainly read our monthly newsletters. We agonized over theirs for many years. Now, of course, we get a William Grigg, a former senior editor of the New American Magazine, to write our monthly newsletter, and he does an excellent job, and we always enjoy his thoughts and the information he's trying to get out. But go to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you'll give serious consideration to doing that, because quite frankly, we need help to maintain our network of over 50 stations and outlets every single month, every single week. And certainly we have a Saturday program that goes to certainly about 20 stations across America. And some of these are really very large stations on our weekend program. We wish we could do that every single day, but our evening program goes to about 15 outlets. It's just our afternoon program. So I feel that we're very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to talk to people all across America, indeed, all across the world. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment with another fascinating program. Legion, ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Sheriff Richard Mack, who, of course, was a sheriff for a time, and now he is, of course, leading a movement of sheriffs all across America, people who believe in our Constitution, who are concerned about this effort to actually create a federal dictatorship, centralizing all power in the federal government, and allowing, certainly, the federal government to come into communities without constitutional right or authority, and certainly make the lives of the people and the local officials miserable. And there's a growing number of sheriffs across America. We're looking to let Sheriff Jack Mack tell you about it. But sheriffs who are beginning to understand what's going on. And remember, the sheriff is the highest elected official in any county. And basically, he has the ability to arrest the politicians. He has more power than anybody else. And certainly, he also has the authority to tell the federal government that this is a constitutional issue. They do not have the right to come into his county. But Sheriff Mack, thanks very much for being with us. I want you to bring our listeners up to date to your effort to inform and educate sheriffs across America about their responsibility to the Constitution and to the cause of freedom.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. It's a real wonderful message. It's a message that's gaining a lot of traction. And I've been really just overwhelmed with the success that we're having and with the response from the people in the country that agree with me that this is basically the only solution we have left that is a peaceful solution and a very effective solution in having the sheriffs do just what you said. And that is take control of their own counties, take control of their own jurisdictions. And we see it happening all across the country. I mean, this isn't pie in the sky dreaming or hoping, and it's not another fantasy in the freedom movement, within the freedom movement. It's something that's already working. It's something that's already been deployed.
is something that every sheriff in America has now been introduced to. And we have sheriffs in New York standing against the gun control of Mr. Bloomberg and the governor, Governor Cuomo. And we have 52 counties out of 62 counties in New York standing against the gun control proposals of Governor Cuomo and the state legislature. And it's just amazing to see this. And I was even invited to the New York state legislature May 21st to be part of a press conference with these legislators to tell the New York state government, to tell the entire state of New York, and to tell the entire country that they weren't going to go along with this and that they were going to fight it. And I was thrilled to be there and thrilled to be part of this historical event. We have sheriffs in California standing. We have now Sheriff John D'Agostini, who's stood against the Forest Service in his county. And of course, Sheriff Palmer has already been doing that for years and years in Grant County, Oregon. And I would say, too, that every one of your listeners should be going to our website and purchasing one or two different sets of DVDs that we have of our convention that we just had, because this portrays the honesty of the movement and shows everyone that it's for real, it's authentic, it's genuine, and you can get our 17-hour DVD set of the entire convention.
Okay, what is the web address, the telephone number?
Oh, CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. That's Charlie Sierra, Papa, Ocean, Adam, CSPOA.org.
Peace Officers Association. We'll be back in a moment. Sheriff Mack, you go right ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. I want to make sure all your listeners have two different ways to get a hold of us. And one is you can call 480-840-9091. That's our office number, and you can order the DVD set there. Now, we don't take credit cards over the phone, but my wife can give you the address to send a check or cash or silver. Whatever you want to pay with is fine. Personal check is fine.
Okay, now, Sheriff, you have to always have to give the telephone number twice.
Okay, yes, exactly. Well, and this one's a little bit confusing because it's 480 and then 840.
Right.
So don't get that confused. It's 480-840-9091. Or just go directly to the CSPOA website. That's CSPOA, and it stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. And you can order the DVD set there, or we would also like to get the DVD highlight version, which is only 75 minutes instead of the full 17 hours, and get that highlight version to your local sheriff. And look, we need 3,100 people. We need one person from every county in America. That's it, just one person from every county to get that DVD, the highlighted version. It's called Erecting the Barriers. That's the name of our conference, Erecting the Barriers, because James Madison was the one that said that we can safely rely on the disposition of state legislatures, state employees, counties, and others to erect barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're erecting the barriers, a very peaceful process. And we need everybody in the country, at least one person from every county, to become a member, to be part of this, to help with the boots on the ground, and make sure that your sheriff is hand-delivered a copy of this so that he can see what we portrayed there, and that is that this is real, that we have lots of sheriffs already doing this, and they're going to be left behind, and more importantly, they're going to allow their people to be left behind if they don't get involved.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand the background of our Constitution. And this is one of the big problems, is it's not taught in schools. It's not really discussed well on television. It's not discussed well on radio. But people have to understand what the source of our freedom is. And it certainly is not democracy, as they would tell you so glibly. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Sheriff Mack and a group of sheriffs he's working with are very concerned that we're losing our freedom. How do you lose your freedom? Well, of course, you abandon the Constitution. Now, every elected official, I swear, in America, swears to uphold the Constitution and is certainly defended against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The trouble is we've got an awful lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution. People have done everything they could to convince the American people we're a democracy, and we're not. I mean, if you read certainly the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, the Constitutions of many of our states, read the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. You'll never see the use of the word democracy there. You pledge allegiance to the republic for which our flag stands, not to the democracy. Our founding fathers had read Plato. They knew what Plato had written 2,350 or 60 years ago, and basically that democracies are always fail. And basically, Plato then wanted a republic, but he didn't want the sort of republic that we want, because Plato was part and parcel of this age-old program of bringing about a ruling elite. But Plato, in his remarks on democracy, was absolutely right. The people would always tend to vote for the people who promised to give them the most, and eventually always vote themselves into tyranny. Our founding fathers, knowing full well the history of mankind, basically created a different type of republic, a centralized government where the power of the government was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, limit the power so that men could be free. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. And which direction are we headed today? And we're heading that way because the educational system never teaches our young people that we are a republic, or that if we are a republic, what the difference is between a republic and a democracy. And that is why it's so vitally important that matters dealing with life, liberty, and property be taken care of at the local level, not at the state level. Because, of course, there are always people at the state level, at the county level, who want to take away your freedom. I mean, there's just this addiction for power in the hands of bureaucrats and But of course, basically, if we get back to our constitutional system, then the authority would rest in our local communities. And most people want to be free. They don't want an all-powerful government. You can get little cliques that will organize and take over communities. The average person wants to just live and be left alone. But if you're not involved, you become part of the problem. Now, Sheriff Mack is basically saying that he wants one person in every county in the United States, about 3,100 people, one person in every county who will be their local representative. Of course, you can get in touch with their organization by calling 480-840-90. Is that 4091?
9091.
That's 480-840-9091. But basically, they may need a representative in your county to get this information to the sheriff there, so he will understand this is a growing movement all across America of sheriffs, and there's hundreds of them that have pledged to uphold our Constitution and try to preserve our nation. Now, what happened at this latest conference that you had? What sort of a turnout did you have? What was it the message that the sheriffs that joined your organization put out?
Well, there was about 250 people there, and what we were really thrilled about is that we had so many more county commissioners and city councilmen and mayors, state reps, and a new breed of sheriffs. And I say breed because it was a new group of sheriffs that had not been to our previous conventions. This is our third convention. We had it in Missouri, so we could reach out to sheriffs who had not been there before. And we had about 35, 40 sheriffs attend, and they came from all over. We had a couple of sheriffs from New York and several peace officers and deputies from New York. Our deputy sheriff of the year was Deputy Stan Lennick from Albany, New York. He had stood in the way and erected a barrier of his own as he refused to arrest a couple of people in the Albany, New York airport because the local authority there of the airport, the authority of the airport, the manager of the airport, wanted them arrested. And the deputy came in and said, they're not doing anything wrong. He says, well, I want their identification. He said, they're not committing a crime. I can't demand their identification. And so he told the airport authority director to go back to his office and to leave the people alone. We honored that man. We honor him for keeping his oath of office and for doing his job. And this is exactly what we've been trying to achieve at the CSPOA. And this is, again, living proof that this is working, that we have deputies, that we have sheriffs, that we have peace officers who are now paying attention to the principles of the oath of office and the very things that we have sworn to. And then the sheriff of the year, the CSPOA Constitutional Sheriff of the Year, was none other than Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr. from Milwaukee, who had stood against the gun control proposals of the president. And it just so happens that David A. Clark, Jr. is a dark-complected man. He is of color, and he's a Democrat, and he's a very dear friend of mine. He's a very dear friend of America, and this man is like the dark-complected John Wayne. As far as I'm concerned, he is absolutely the real deal. He is a hero of America, and he has put himself in the way. He has definitely demonstrated everything that we are about at CSPOA, that we put the Constitution first. And I was so afraid that he would not want to be there and not want to participate. And his speech was absolutely the best I've heard in a long time. He was very well received. And let me tell you right now, the DVDs are worth purchasing just to hear his speech alone. There's a lot more to it than just Sheriff Clark, but I would say he was by far the best. But again, every time I say that, I think of Sheriff Dixon, who from Missouri was excellent also. Sheriff Joey Kyle from Missouri was fantastic. Chief of Police Larry Kirk from Missouri was fantastic. So it's really hard to say. As soon as I say somebody was the best, I start thinking of a lot of others that were almost as good or were as good. And the DVD will tell you the tale itself, and I highly recommend the full 17 hours. I know that sounds long, but the convention was so powerful that we just didn't want to edit too much out of it. We did edit a little bit, but not very much. And so we want everybody to be able to experience the entire convention and see for yourself the reality of this solution. It is working. It's boots on the ground, proof positive that the CSPOA message of keeping your oath, of standing firm against the incursions and the tyranny of the federal government is already working, and we got the proof. Get the DVD set, and you can find out for yourself.
All right, I want a telephone number if you have a question or comment for Sheriff Mack. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, but this is such a vitally important issue. You see, basically, of course, very subtly over the last century, are these wicked people who want to use a dictatorship, who want to use the of financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world authoritarian government. I mean, why in the heaven's name do we have troops over there and almost 1,000 troops in Jordan today? Why are we sending troops into 35 nations in Africa? Why suddenly are we having special forces in both Jordan and in Turkey training the terrorists over there? Why are we funding al-Qaeda in Syria and suddenly fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? None of this makes any sense unless you understand that there is other forces at work most people don't understand. And what we need to do is take America back. And basically, of course, this is because these people are, it's very easy to control simply Washington, D.C., but if you have to control 50 individual states, that's a whole different situation. So basically, of course, they want them to centralize all power in Washington because they want to take away freedom as we know it. And of course, the sheriffs are saying, look, The Constitution doesn't give you this power. And most of what you're doing is not right. And you can't come into our dominion. You can't come into our territory and begin arresting people or telling us what to do. I mean, we are the ultimate authority in these areas. We are the highest elected officials. And people don't really understand so much of this, do they, Sheriff? My understanding is that an awful lot of people are very confused about the function of the sheriff. Even a lot of sheriffs didn't really understand this, did they, until recently?
Well, yes, that is true. And we're really trying to make sure that no sheriff makes a mistake of knowing and understanding their responsibilities, their jurisdiction, and that they are the ultimate authority in their county. That's been probably our biggest job, no question about it, because a lot of sheriffs, as you mentioned, don't know. And you know, when I was first converted to the Constitution, I understand how police officers and sheriffs have been inculcated, if not brainwashed, into believing that, just like you pointed out, that we're a democracy. We don't even know what form of government we have, so we have to be patient in getting these people turned around when they find out that it is a constitutional republic and that they are an integral part of protecting it, and that they are actually required by the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to swear allegiance to the Constitution, not to another branch of government. We don't work for the judicial branch. We don't work for the legislative branch. We work for the executive branch under the promise of the oath of office to protect people's God-given rights.
Well, you're coming to a break. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Sheriff Mack. We're talking about the basic principle upon which America is founded. We are a constitutional republic. Isn't it strange that nobody wants to talk about it? Sheriff, you go right ahead.
Well, and I really appreciate being on your show again, and I appreciate the good people listening. But I want to make sure people know and understand. We need you to be a part of this. This is not going to be successful. This is not going to work if we don't get we the people involved in this process. So, yes, I am calling you to be a part of this. I am asking you to get involved with us. I am asking you to be a part of the holy cause of liberty here. You know, during the Revolutionary War, a third of the Americans, the colonists, supported the Revolutionary War. Another third were completely apathetic, did not care one way or the other, just wanted to be left alone. And another third were actually Tories or loyalists to King George III. You need to ask yourself, where are you? If you're listening to Dr. Stan, you're probably on our side. So let's get involved in this. Stop worrying about being on a list. Stop worrying about causing waves. We have an opportunity to defend our country and to stand firm for the holy cause of freedom. If we do this together now, we can avoid a lot of problems later. We must stand for our Constitution. We must stand for the God-given rights that our founding fathers fought and died for. And if we have local officials, especially sheriffs, on board, then we're going to win this. But that's where you come in. I only live in one county, and I travel all the time. In fact, tomorrow I go to Iowa, and I'm trying to do the best I can to get this message out there. But if we have one person in every county helping with this, this thing is going to take off like wildfire. So, again, we need one person from each county to make sure you get that DVD, the highlighted version, to your sheriff. Say, look, this is 75 minutes. All I'm asking for you from you is to spend 75 minutes, watch this video, and if you give it to a Democrat, tell them that our main speaker and that our sheriff of the year was Democrat from Milwaukee. We don't care what color people are. We don't care what party they are. We don't care who their daddy was. We care if they stand for freedom. We care if they stand for their oath of office and do what's right. And that's exactly what Sheriff Clark did. And we've got a lot of other public officials that spoke at our convention that are doing the same thing. County commissioners, city councilmen, school board members, state reps, precinct chairmen, and it goes on and on throughout the country, but especially sheriffs, because the sheriff is the ultimate authority to determine what is and what is not enforced within his county. And so that's why you've got to have him on board. And if he'll watch this 75-minute video, he will not, or she will not, be the same afterwards.
And well, so are you suggesting that the individual would actually call the local sheriff make an appointment to go to see him? What would be the best way of approaching the local
absolutely.
Sheriff?
Absolutely. Make an appointment and tell him you want to meet with him real briefly and take him the DVD. And, you know, he'll say, he'll probably ask what it's about. And just say, I'm a messenger from the CSPOA. And I have some information for you that I want you to look at. And I'm a constituent, and we have several other people that are involved in this here in the county. And we want to support you.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sheriff Mack is simply saying that what we need is in every county, we need to have one person who is willing to take on a position of leadership and go talk to your sheriff and show him this DVD, this 75-minute DVD that goes into the background of the fact that we are not a democracy. Basically, the educational system has been taken over, and what most people believe about America is not true, and basically, we are a republic. The power of the government is limited to the national level, and the real authority rests with the local officials. And basically, there's a growing awareness that when I got started 50 years ago, most people had no idea the difference. There was even a difference between a republic and a democracy. They didn't understand that the whole idea of liberty had to do with limiting the power of government so men could be free. And basically, persons, all these ideas, oh, if we just have the bureaucrats, they can do this, that, and the other thing. They can give us a perfect life, and here where I live, they've simply systematically taken over because they're organized, and the people want to be left alone and not organized. Well, it's time we got involved in my community and communities all across the country. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We've got Susan calling from, of all places, Santa Cruz, where I live. Hi, Susan. How are we doing?
Hi. Doing pretty good. Thank you. And listening to this show has really got me interested in asking a few questions. And one is Sheriff Clark and Sheriff Dixon and all the guys you mentioned on this highlighted DVD?
Yes, they sure are. Yes, okay. They are.
Now, is that on the 75-minute one? Is that the whole?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. They're still, each sheriff that spoke is still has a highlight on the highlighted version. Yes, absolutely. In fact, we tried to focus more on the highlights from the sheriffs who spoke.
Excellent. In Santa Cruz, our last two sheriffs have retired midterm and gotten appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So, and then the last time, the last sheriff ran unopposed here. So it doesn't seem like anybody is willing to really run against the sheriff, and I wonder, do you have any spare sheriffs running around?
Well, but what we ought to do, Susan, is go down and see this sheriff and just talk to him and see what his real feelings are. I mean, we just don't know whether he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Yes, you need to get to know the sheriff that's in there. You need to vet him and make sure whether or not he'll be a constitutional sheriff and get involved with us. If he won't, then you need to start recruiting somebody else who will. And you know, you might find somebody who retired from law enforcement, maybe somebody who moved there and retired from law enforcement, maybe a former military person. You know, you don't have to necessarily be in law enforcement to run for sheriff in some states, and I think California is one of those. But at the same time, the most important thing is get to know your sheriff that's in there now and vet him regarding his dedication to the Constitution.
Well, I think we've already kind of vetted him by experience. Mm-hmm. And so if we are on to that next step, then the next thing would be looking for retired military or retired law enforcement, because it seems to me anybody in the force wouldn't want to run against him, because then he couldn't work for him anymore.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, Susan. Why don't you call me off the air? We could even talk about it, because I do want to go down and talk to our sheriff. I think it's so vitally important that...
Excellent idea.
And basically, because 50 years ago, I was in very good terms with the sheriff here. In fact, I led the conservative movement in the Monterey Bay area, but that was 50 years ago.
Right. Well, we'll have to come up to date on that. I'll give you a call.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to ask or question?
That's it. Great show. Thanks, gentlemen.
Well, thanks very much, bye-bye. Susan. But basically, I think people all across the country have to be willing to get involved. And if you're out there, certainly, call certainly Sheriff Mack, and you can reach him at 480-840-9091. That's 9091. 480-840-9091. And find out, Sydney, who the other people in your region who may be interested in this are. And then, Sydney, somebody should talk to your sheriff. And Sydney, most people, when I first heard that we were not a democracy, I couldn't believe that. After all, I was very, very smart. I graduated from college. I was about 18, and maybe I guess I was 19 or something like that. Maybe I was 20, and I'd minored in history. I really thought I was so smart. It took me years to learn all the phony and false information I'd learned in college. And basically, you need to unlearn so much of what you've learned. You must understand that our founding fathers had studied history. They knew that democracies don't work. And basically, because you need to read what Plato said, and then you need to understand what his solution was, that he was really part and parcel of this secret society that we talk about. We're talking about 2,300 years ago, but these people have been around for a long time, moving us towards where we're going today, towards this one world government. But understand, certainly, our founding fathers, knowing certainly the failings of democracy, established a republic, not a republican democracy or a democratic republic. They wanted a government where the power of government was limited, so men could be free.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Sheriff Richard Mack, and Sydney, Richard, are certainly a number of the police officers, chiefs of police across America, are they certainly a certain number of those aware and concerned about what's going on?
Yeah, and that's what we were thrilled about this time, is that we had more chiefs of police involved. And in fact, the one person that made this happen was Chief Larry Kirk from Old Monroe Village in the St. Charles area of Missouri, just outside St. Louis. And we were thrilled with it. He called us about 4 months ago and he said, I really want to have a convention in Missouri. I think there's a lot of people here that are interested. And I am definitely interested. And we'd never heard of him before. And I said, okay, you're on the committee. And he said, great. I said, go find us a place to have it. Because I said, well, none of us are in Missouri except you. And so he came back with a couple of options, and we decided to have it at the Maristar in St. Charles. It's about a 15-minute drive from the St. Louis airport. And we had it there, and it was a great facility, and we had a great time. And I was just thrilled with the quality of speakers that we had. And now that I am proud to call David A. Clark my friend, he was extremely bold in his presentation, and he was powerful in presenting what all of us should be doing to preserve our great republic, and focusing on liberty and focusing on freedom that he advised us to do so much and so powerfully. And, I really am proud that he came and that he defended what we were doing so vociferously, so powerfully, so emotionally. And he said, I've had people try to give me crap because I was coming here, and that complained about the CSPOA, complained about Sheriff Mack. And he says, they won't do that around me anymore. I've seen for myself that this is a powerful and well-meaning organization, that you're all fundamental.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sheriff Mack is telling us about the Sheriff Clark, who actually had one of the speakers at this last conference. And actually, of course, this man had been showed, done everything had been done to try to discourage him from attending and certainly from trying to put down Sheriff Mack and everything he's trying to do. And apparently, Sheriff Clark had come to his defense and really did a great job. Now, is he a sheriff or a police chief?
He is a sheriff.
He's a
from
sheriff.
Milwaukee County.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this is what we need. We've got a lot of good sheriffs out there who really certainly believe in what they're doing. But suddenly you have to see things in their entire perspective. You can't just see what's going on in your county. You have to understand how this fits into this whole world plan of using America's financial and military power to bring about a world government. We have no business doing that. That's not the function of our federal government. The function of our federal government is to have local effective law and order. And there's only 18 things that the federal government is to be doing. They're outlined in Section 8 of Article 1. And everything else they're doing is unconstitutional, which means about 95% of everything done in Washington, D.C. is in violation of the concepts that were laid out by our founding fathers when, of course, they wrote the Constitution back in 1787. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and we'd like to know what you think about what's going on. And Sydney is a sheriff now. How many sheriffs and chiefs of police belong to the organization?
Well, the only thing I can say at this point is that we've had over 500 sign up on our website to support the Second Amendment. And we now are really starting a drive to focus more on memberships. And certainly every citizen in this country can become a member, and we'd love to have you. So we have a place for citizens to become a member. It's only $35 to become a member, and it's $25 for any public official. So sheriffs or cops or city councilmen or precinct chairmen, they're only $25. And for the CSPOA posse members, which are citizens, that's $35. And all of this just goes back right into helping us get this message out and pay for the expenses of doing all that. And I've dedicated my life to this. I do this 12 hours a day. And I really, again, want to make sure that people go to our website, CSPOA.org, and get involved with us, become a member, make a donation. Whatever you can do, we've got to do more of this, and we've got to get together on this. And I'm imploring each of you to get involved in this process.
And so it's vitally important. I mean, you're talking about chiefs of police and sheriffs, over 500 of them certainly have signed the petition. And this is really all about upholding the Second Amendment. It's all about certainly getting back to the constitutional form of government that was the very foundation of this country, and which made America great and the envy of the world for certainly 150 years until, of course, the dark forces gradually and subtly began moving in to take away our freedom and to establish this authoritarian, centralized government where suddenly the government is spying on everything you do, has records of everything you write, everything you say. Basically, if you are on the internet, they are intercepting all of your conversations and recording them permanently. They're doing the same thing with your telephone calls. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real, and this is why there's such a furor. Basically, we're doing it not simply for America. We're doing it for the whole world. And the people in Europe are furious. The people certainly in Asia are furious. And the people in China and the Chinese government is furious that we're tapping all of their conversations as well. Why would we be doing this? Well, it's because our leaders are not certainly interested in America, but they have a globalist dream. It's about time we took America back and certainly limited the power of the central government to what it's supposed to do under our Constitution. Not, of course, the terrible things that are taking place today. We're not only taking away the freedom and the rights and privacy of American citizens, but citizens all throughout the world. And where's the call for a congressional investigation? Have you heard that from any of our congressmen? They want to investigate what this is all about. Why, of course, the cry is deafening in its silence. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Sheriff Mack, who's on the front lines of this battle, and I'm pleased to call him a friend. He does a great job. He was at one of our conferences a couple of years ago. We have the talk that he gave. And of course, you can get his information from him as well, but information is vitally important. If we don't preserve our freedom, if we do not preserve our republic, and then, of course, we will go as the way of all other nations and become democracies. And go back and read what Madison and certainly Adams and Jefferson said about democracies, how they always, of course, are destroyed. If you go back and you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, James Madison wrote this: democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. Let me repeat that. Democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention. They are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the 10th of the Federalist Papers, written by James Madison. Get it, read it, understand what he is saying. Why don't they ever teach that in our schools? Why, it's because they don't want the children to know. Let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, I do. Speaking of Sheriff David Clark, I heard what he said, and it was covered in the mainstream media, I think it was back in February or March, when he said, forget about calling 911.
Right.
Get your, you know, self acquainted with a very pleasing handgun, words of that effect, and become very proficient in its use. So then I recalled.
But Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'm leading up to that real quick. Okay, so the duty of the patriot is to protect his countrymen. So what I gleaned from Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Clark is, shouldn't we be preparing ourselves? There's even I wanted to ask Sheriff Mack if he knew Edwin Vieira, because Edwin Vieira, JD, PhD, has authored a couple seminal books of Constitutional Homeland Security, Dethroning the Imperial Judiciary, and what's the other one?
I'm very familiar with Edwin, with Ed Vieira, and I've met him several times, and we've shared the stage a few times across the country. And I don't disparage his work at all. As a matter of fact, I recommend that everybody get involved in this, talking to your sheriff and volunteering to be on his posse, which is certainly part of what Vieira is pointing out. Every one of us are a member of the militia, and the sheriff is the only person besides the governor that can call out the militia, require that you participate in the militia, and I would love to see standing posses be trained and ready to go in every sheriff's office in this country.
Okay, anything else, Jack?
Okay, on that basis, Sheriff, is there any, there's a set of books called U.S. Statutes at Large, which I'm pretty sure are constitutionally based. Is there any provision relative to that for people like me who want to secure our neighborhood, and would it be most appropriate for us to pursue this with the sheriff to organize, as you said, you know, like neighborhood security forces or posses, as you say?
Well, yes. The thing is, what about the sheriff's posse? Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Sheriff Mack?
Yes, absolutely.
I think this is a very important issue, and I think that, certainly, I agree with you and with Jack. We need to have these posses. What can you tell us about them?
Well, that's another reason why you need to get to have a relationship with your sheriff. A lot of them, again, Dr. Stan, like we were saying, they don't know and understand their own authority and power, and that's one of the areas where they don't understand or get it. And, you know, there's numerous sheriffs who have already deployed posse. And the biggest one and the best example of that is Sheriff Arpaio in Maricopa County, which is the fifth largest city in America. And they have over 3,000 on their posse. And they provide a very distinct benefit to the county and to the sheriff's office. And they've done a myriad of things to help support the sheriff's office. And that's up to the sheriff as to how extensive the training is and how extensive the posse's involvement is in helping him keep the peace in his county. But, again, that's only up to his creativity. And, again, it's a reason why we need at least 3,100 people contacting their sheriffs so that you tell him that there's lots of you that want to volunteer and help in any way that would be beneficial to him and to the county.
And I would simply like to point out that I really believe that every county should have a posse. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, we could have a breakdown of society and the function of society and the structure of society, either because of a financial collapse or certainly because of certainly an EMP attack or certainly a solar flare that would wipe out our electric system. But so we need to have a trained posse ahead of time, not try to organize something after this happens. And people need to start sitting down and thinking, is this a possibility? If there were to be a possibility in the breakdown of the structure of society, how would my county suddenly function? And basically, we can't worry about what's going to happen in New York. We can't worry about what's going to happen in San Francisco. But the one thing we can do is be concerned about what's going to happen in our community. And somebody has to organize it. And the person who has the legal authority to do that is our county sheriff. And what they need to do is start thinking about it now. And I think there would be an awful lot of people there, an awful lot of citizens who'd be glad to suddenly to give a weekend, perhaps a month, and take the training and begin to understand their responsibility. You can't have vigilantes. You must have an organized structure of society. And the person behind that would be the sheriff. Anything else you want to say, Jack, before we let you go?
Thank you for bringing that up, Dr. Stan, because there is this Civil Air Patrol. I want to ask Sheriff Mack if he thinks there's any possibility that the posses could be somehow, you know, affiliated in some fashion with the Civil Air Patrol. That's already pretty well established in most counties, isn't it?
No, I don't think there's quite as universal as you're saying, but regardless of how much they do exist, yeah, I would like to see coordination between the two, and that's, again, up to the sheriff.
But, of course, okay. the major important thing would be the local posse who would be there to supplement the sheriffs. Thanks very much for calling, Zach. And, well, basically, Chris, telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. These are things that people need to start thinking about now. And the sheriff is really the most important individual in the county. Oh, you may have your boards of supervisors, and they'll sit around and argue all sorts of things, and they may be a good board of supervisors, they may not, but the person with the most authority in the county is the sheriff. Would that be a fair appraisal, Sheriff Mack?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And we just need to make this all bigger, better, and faster. So everyone listening, the way we do that is you getting involved with us. If you don't get involved with us, then that's what's going to happen. Nothing. If you get involved with us, we win. That's as plain and simply as this is. You get involved with us, we win. And we can't afford to have anybody in the freedom movement holding back and acting like somebody else is going to do this for you. Everyone has to get involved in this. This isn't a parade where you stand and watch and cheer. This is where you get involved. This is the ultimate last inning, and you have got to get up to the plate.
And if I didn't have the complete confidence in Sheriff Mack, having talked to him many times, having him had as, come as a guest for us, one of our speakers a couple of years ago, I certainly would not recommend people joining organizations, because so many of our conservative organizations have been infiltrated, our liberal organizations, even our religious organizations. But I think that what Sheriff Mack is doing is vitally important. And the whole idea of organizing on a county-by-county basis under the leadership of an elected official who has real legal power, and basically hoping that he will begin preparing for a difficult time, and hope and pray that it doesn't come. But I will tell you, I've been studying this for, well, for the better part of 50 years, well over 50 years now, and I'm firmly convinced it's not a matter of if, but when something major is going to take place, because I will tell you, if you haven't heard my talks on the threat of an EMP attack, I say that we have a four-tape set, a four-CD set, and then we have certainly a DVD on this talk by given Ambassador Cooper. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. And you need to realize that this is not simply imaginary. The other side is making preparations. I don't know what they do. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that this is a very, very real threat. And basically, as far as if we do not do anything to protect our grid, it's not a matter of if, but when, because sooner or later there's going to be a solar affair like there was in 1859, the so-called Carrington effect. And basically, there will be one state we know right now will survive. That's the state of Maine. The fact that they are breaking themselves loose from the rest of the grid and putting in their own independent system with breakers all over, so there was an EMP attack or a solar flare, that Maine, the state of Maine, would survive. The governor signed, I think, on the 4th or 5th of June. Not a word in the controlled media. Sheriff, we're just about running out of time. What are your thoughts, our parting thoughts, for our listeners tonight?
Well, I would say that two main things. One is what we're doing is absolutely genuine. It's working. And two, it's going to be bigger, better, and faster if you get involved in it. There's all sorts of work we have to do now. Every one of you has homework to do. And if you do it and get involved in it, we take America back. This will be a victory for the ages. It'll be a historic event, and it will be peaceful and effective. Get involved with your sheriff. Get involved with other people in your county. We take America back, one county at a time, sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. We make Washington, D.C. irrelevant, and we do that by exercising state sovereignty, local autonomy, and moving on the 10th Amendment. It's our job to enforce the 10th Amendment.
And believe me, the people in Washington, D.C., they don't want that. They want the power for themselves and behind them the brotherhood. But the important thing is that this is unconstitutional. The Constitution requires for the state and the local governments to be in charge. The power certainly having to do with life, liberty, and property was never to be managed at the national level. Time to take America back. Our guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, good night. God bless. Thanks for everything you do.
Amen. Thank you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold. Lord, bless America, my home. Oh,
be late.
No.
Quiet with God. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
God bless America, land that I love, my earth and my world, through the night with a light from above, from the mountains. The ocean, white with gold.
Oh. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And I know we have an awful lot of people out there that are having financial problems. We know that some of the people who've supported us for years, they simply are not able to do that at the present time. But we hope that you will pray for us and pray that for our provision, for our protection, that we will certainly be able to continue as long as God wants us here. Basically, because we are involved in a spiritual battle, there are powerful forces on the other side. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, or certainly heard the tape, you need to get it because it'll give you an excellent overview. But the book certainly gives you all the sources of documentation. And it is, we have somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies out across America. I don't know how many copies, quite honestly, but we are certainly printing up 10,000 at a time, and we put an awful lot of them out. And people have read the book. It's changed their lives, and we hope that you'll want to get the book. And if you want to buy them in bulk, of course you can. And then, of course, get them to other people. And hopefully it will change their outlook on America and bring an understanding of what America is all about, and understand that there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world totalitarian system. And this is really what's so hard for the average individual to understand, that there really are evil people out there, about maybe 6,000 of them at the most, and they belong to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, and certainly the Bilderbergers and the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And they all tie into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891 to bring about a world government. How do I know that's true? Well, I went back to Georgetown University many years ago on several occasions and spent certainly a week each time going through the papers of Professor Carol Quigley. We recorded those papers. We talked to Carol Quigley's. He was a history professor at Princeton and at Yale before he went to Georgetown University. And we talked to his mistress. We talked to his wife. We talked to his students. We talked to certainly his other professors there. And basically, we came to know what Quigley thought and believed. And he'd stumbled across this secret society created by Cecil Rhodes to bring about a one-world government. Certainly, the Council on Foreign Relations was organized in 1921 as a front for that secret society and for the other layers of the secret society that had been around going back for the previous 30 years. And the Council on Foreign Relations then was the dominant force in America until 1973. And basically, Gary Allen wrote a book in 1971 called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which you can get from us. And as a result of that, of course, David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission in 1973. You need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It's 1,342 pages, but it will give you the background of the secret society that runs America today and runs the banking system. And Professor Quigley, a left-wing liberal professor, tells you the whole story. We have the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. We have a 4-CD set on, Sydney, The Secret Government. We have a 4-CD set on secret societies. You need to get this information. We even have an interview with Professor Quigley. Nobody else can offer you that. But the information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And so we hope that you get our information, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you'll help us. But then, of course, we also hope that you'll pray for America, that you'll pray for revival, that you'll pray for our leaders, that you'll pray for our ministers, but that you'll also pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Because we're truly on the front lines of this battle. We've been there for 50 years now for the survival of America. Certainly, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is the 9th of July, 2013. It is Tuesday. The news is really...